Today, the Union Leader newspaper did something unusual. It endorsed a candidate for president who was not the Republican nominee. The paper bypassed Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton to endorse Libertarian Gary Johnson and his vice presidential running mate, Bill Weld. Joe McQuaid, publisher of the Union Leader, joins me now to talk about his decision. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Tell us, why did you endorse Gary Johnson's presidential bid?
Well, we find him and Bill Weld to be by far the best choice for president this year. A lot of people have said that it's a so-called binary choice, and you have to pick one of these two, and one is supposedly the lesser of two evils, Clinton and Trump. And we don't think that is so, and the Libertarians have managed to get their candidates on the ballots in all 50 states, and we think they are the better choice.
And in your short editorial, which we will, of course, link to at nhpr.org, you did not mention any specific policy idea of either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. You focused mostly on character. But how much did policy matter in this decision to you?
Well, a great deal. Clinton's have been not good, and her conduct has been not good. And Trump doesn't know what the heck he's talking about on any subject on any given day. His policy is to praise Putin from Russia because he says Putin has an 80% favorability rating in his own country. I think Joe Stalin had a 120% favorability rating in Russia. It's absurd. The policies of Clinton and Obama have gotten us into quite a fix, and Trump has no solutions for them. We don't agree with every policy of the Libertarian candidates either, but we think those two gentlemen have a lot more hands-on experience and pretty good record as Republican governors in blue or purple states and have managed to get things done.
So was there a specific policy idea that the Johnson-Weld ticket has put forth that you were particularly fond of?
Oh, I think limited government is something that the union leader has always been particularly fond of, and getting down the debt and not taxing people greatly are policies that we approve of. And as far as defense goes, they are in favor of defending the United States. They just don't believe that the amount of money that is being thrown at it to do so by both major parties is necessary.
Put this decision in context for us a little bit. Who was the last non-Republican nominee for president that the union leader endorsed?
I do not know. I know that since 1912, when a guy named Frank Knox started the leader and then bought the union, that it's been a reliably Republican. He himself was the vice presidential candidate on the ticket in 1936. And I know that since William Loeb took over in 1948, when he was for Dewey, and then he was for Taft in 52, but I don't believe William Loeb endorsed Adlai Stevenson in either 52 or 56. And since then, it's always been the Republican.
Do you believe that Gary Johnson has a chance at winning?
He does. I think our editorial actually helps him. Not that anybody is going to follow our instructions to vote for somebody, but it increased his visibility substantially just today based on the Twitterverse and the cable news reports on this. And so he has an outside shot of making the debates, which are very important. And I think a lot of people are displeased that a guy who's on the ballot in all 50 states is not being given a seat at the presidential debates. So, yeah, I think he has a chance. It's a long shot, and it's going to be a hell of a lot longer shot if he doesn't get on the debate. But it's the old college try, and that's who we think is best.
How concerned are you that Gary Johnson may be the latest incarnation of what some people called Ralph Nader, a spoiler?
I'm not at all concerned by that. We're endorsing this guy because, given the field, we think he is the best candidate. And I've seen a lot of traffic today about how this endorsement helps Trump or helps Hillary. And obviously, I don't think it helps both. But there are arguments on both sides. that by endorsing Johnson, we help or hurt one or the other. That was not a consideration in this. Our consideration is that the union leader thinks the Johnson-Weld ticket is head and shoulders above the other two options.
Well, Joe McQuaid, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're very welcome, Peter.
That's Joe McQuaid, publisher of the Union Leader newspaper, and he was talking about how today his newspaper took the unusual step of endorsing a candidate for president who is not a Republican, Libertarian Gary Johnson. And you can find a link to his editorial at nhpr.org.